Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Getting fired up. A little goosebump action. Feel like I'm 19 at Coalfield House. Keep it going, Landfill.
You way over there, dog.
Rooting for Gary Williams. See that Gary Williams fist pump? I'm throwing newspapers, yelling at Mike Dunleavy. Hey, you suck. Carlos Boozer, you suck. Hey, you suck. J.J. Redick, you definitely suck. Hey, you suck. We're going to beat the hell out of you and you and you and you. If you know me, and Brian can probably see it in my eyes, in my hair standing up, nothing gets me more excited than talking to Gary Williams, the Hall of Fame national champion, head coach of the Maryland Terrapins. Gary, thank you for making time for us, sir. How are you?
Mr. Cool.
Hey, always a pleasure. You and B-Metz, good to talk with you guys. Don't get to do that much anymore.
You're welcome anytime, sir. I mean that.
Anytime.
I just feel bad bugging you. Yeah. But tournament time, I got to bug you.
Yeah, I got a quick question for B-Metz. B-Metz, you played quarterback in college, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that means you had to play point guard for your high school basketball team.
Nah.
All quarterbacks, like Mahomes, people like that, Mahomes was a really good basketball player in high school.
Gary.
Oh, yeah, very good.
You'll be stunned to know that.
I guarantee you Jackson with the Ravens was a great point guard in high school.
I bet he was. But, Gary, you'll be stunned to know.
You got
to
see the field.
Brian had a disagreement with his high school basketball coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Seems so unlikely.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. And my basketball coach was an idiot. He didn't want you. If you played football, he didn't want to let you play basketball.
Yeah. That was big, you know, when you played. That, you know, football coaches didn't like basketball, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, it was the other way around. My football coach didn't care. Basketball coach didn't want people. And then he played this coach played, he's called the Four Corners. It was the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life.
Sure.
What year was this?
Hey, B-Mitch, you're showing your age because you
played
the shot clock.
Yes.
I mean, didn't Dean Smith run the Four Corners in like the 50s? I mean, what year were you playing high school basketball, dude?
In the 80s, man, early 80s.
It came in right after that. The 60s, was Phil Ford and Dean Smith. That's where – they really, it was either late 60s or early 70s. Phil Ford was as good a guard ever played at North Carolina, and he would run that thing. And without a shot clock, you can't guard that thing. You know, that's what brought the shot clock into play.
All right. We're going to stop talking about B-Mitch playing basketball before the shot clock existed. We're talking with former Maryland men's basketball coach Gary Williams. Coach, let's start with the Terps matchup. I know that you've been at a lot of games in College Park this year. I know how much basketball you watch. What do you think about our boys playing West Virginia tomorrow? The Mountaineers are always physical and try to muck it up, I feel like.
Yeah, they do. Bob Huggins is, a great coach. His style of play is to be physical, number one. You know, regardless of what they run on offense, what they play on defense, they're going to try to be physical. And when they played, when Maryland played West Virginia NCAA, I don't know, 2017, whenever that was a very physical game. And in fact, they knocked Melo Trimble, the Maryland point guard, out of the game.
That.
I think he had a concussion. Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know that going in. But Maryland's physical. You know, Maryland's not going to back up. You know, I think that's been – they've been aggressive this year on defense. They've really gone after people. And, you know, it's a neutral court game. Both teams, West Virginia and Maryland, have struggled on the road this year in two good conferences. So I think it's an interesting game in that West Virginia – statistically, in all the analytics, which I'm not a big fan of, but they all have West Virginia not as good defensively this year as a normal Huggins team and better offensively. So, you know, in Maryland, when they can run their stuff, when they can dribble, penetrate, and, you know, kick for threes rather than take quick threes, I think that's when they play their best. So it should be a great game. And it's the only game on at 12:15. You know, it's a nationwide game. Jim Nance is on that game, Grant Hill and Bill Raftery. So it's a great chance for Maryland to get exposure.
Why do they have to have a Duke guy calling the game? No, I'm joking. I like Grant. I like Grant. But, coaches, you look at this, you know, who could be some of these teams that may, you know, come in and make some noise that are not like, you know, top one, two, those type of seeds?
I think you look around and you see some teams that are hot right now. UConn is a good example. They were great early, were highly ranked. Then they went through a stretch. I think they lost 6 out of 7, and they're back playing well. Another team that didn't get a lot of attention till probably their conference tournament is Texas. All of a sudden, they're playing great, and a lot of people are picking them to go all the way. So there could be a great game with Houston playing Texas. And you know, what makes that great is they don't like each other, which I always enjoy, you know, when you're watching games. And then the other thing is, you know, when you see teams out there, you know, I always look at a team that played in a great conference that might have some losses. Maybe people think they're not that good because they have too many losses. But Texas Christian is healthy. And, you know, they play Gonzaga. They would play Gonzaga in the game to go to the Sweet 16. And Gonzaga's not as good defensively this year as they've been. They're still really good on offense. But, you know, Texas Christian could be an interesting team this year.
So much to talk about with the tournament about to start. But I do want people to know you can hear Gary also with Gordon Austin, Ed Tapscott, Jimmy Patsos, and the host, Chris Nockey, on the DC Coaches Basketball Podcast. You can follow that on Twitter at Coaches DC Pod. Check them out at hometownpodcast.net.
Hey, thanks for the plug. I make a lot of money off that podcast.
You're the best. I saw Nockey in here earlier this week. I did want to offer this, and you could say no, won't be offended. B. Mitch and I are going to watch, or we're doing our show live from MGM National Harbor the next 2 days. If you want to come to the casino and hang out with us and watch the games, you are very welcome to join us, Gary. We will save you a seat.
Yeah, I like watching them at home. I get a couple TVs going and, you know, switch back and forth and all right, do all that stuff. So
fair enough.
I enjoy that. I thought I was going to have somebody really offer. Talk to basketball about instead of JP.
I'm just going to be screaming about Maryland. When Juju Reese gets his second foul in the first half, I'm just going to start flipping out on the air.
I know. It's they have that 7-second delay, right?
Before, yeah, hopefully.
You know, you
yeah, we're about 30.
obviously, we got to talk about the tournament, but can you the job Kevin Willard's done this year with a team that, you know, he got some transfers in. They had some talent, but that thing really bottomed out last year after Turge quit. And I know there were a lot of complicating factors, but Willard, in almost exactly a year, has this team back in the tournament as an 8 seed. Well, what do you think of the job Kevin's done?
Well, I think he's done a great job. First of all, that was really unusual. You don't see that very often. Coach quitting, I guess it was 6 games into the year. And I think those players that did come back to play this year for Maryland and for Willard all had thoughts of entering the transfer portal. A couple did, but I think they all went through that process because it's so easy to do now to go to another good school and, you know, with the NIL to get the same deal that you had before at your former school. So coming in, that was, you know, I'm just guessing that had to be Willard's first job, is to just talk guys back off the edge, you know, and say, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to play. I want you to be here. Maryland's a great school, great place to play. We'll get the crowds back in because the crowds left last year and, you know, that type of thing. So he had to win those guys. But then at the same time, he had to go recruit and get it done early because now you're allowed to practice in the summer. I think you're allowed 8 hours a week you can work with your team. And so you have to have your team there by the end of June. And, you know, I think there was a lot of scrambling going on. And, you know, to get those guys to get together, the new guys with the old guys, and, you know, get over everything they had to get over with the new coach going into the season, they win their first 8 games. And that just got them off to a great start. And I think the players like the way they're playing. I think the fans do. And so here we are in the NCAA tournament. I don't think this time last year anybody thought that Maryland was going to make the NCAA tournament this year.
Yeah, as a fan, and I make this clear that kind of with all the colleges in the area, but certainly with the Terps, I remove whatever sort of analyst, journalist hat I wear, and I'm just an unabashed Homer fan. So that I think that Willard has gotten a lot of people back into the program after what really sucked last year is a huge, huge feather in his cap, and I'm really excited about what he's going to build there. Gary, here's what I'm thinking, and as an homage to the legendary Tony Kornheiser, can you give us maybe your final four, who you see coming out of every bracket?
Yeah, I can, but I wouldn't put a wager on any of these. You know, it's just
well, Gary, I'm probably going to wager on it anyway, so don't worry about that.
you can over. I think coaches are guilty of overthinking brackets. So
you know, we're dumb bloggers. I promise.
Nah. I think sometimes it's just you go with what you feel. You know, don't worry about the analytics. Everybody's got all the analytics nowadays to fill out their brackets. I'm not sure that's the way to go either. But anyway, I definitely have Alabama in there in the Final Four. I think they're as explosive as any team in the country. The kid Miller is a great player. He can really play the game. And, you know, it's always good to have a great player at the end of the game when usually whatever plays you have drawn up don't work really well. And if you have that one great one, he can take over the game. I got Tennessee coming back and playing to their level that everybody thought they'd play at most of the year. They really struggled down the stretch, but Rick Barnes is my assistant at Ohio State, and I have a lot of confidence in him. And I just think that Purdue is the number one seed, and that team has had a lot of close calls, even in the Big Ten tournament just recently. And, Maryland took care of Purdue at home at Maryland this year. So
they don't have the guards.
I think Tennessee.
Man.
Yeah, Purdue's guards are young, you know, and they show at the end of games, they don't play particularly well. And most NCAA tournament games, especially when you get to the Sweet 16 and on, are close. And so you need guards with experience. So I kind of have Bama and Tennessee on that side. And then Houston's been, to me, the most consistent team. Kelvin Sampson, I think he's 66 now. You know, he's really experienced. And he's had guys that they just play really tough physical basketball, and even if they don't shoot it well, which they have on occasion this year, Houston seems to be able to control the game with their defense. So I like them. And then I've got UCLA beating Kansas to get to the Final Four.
Wow.
In that West bracket, because I think UCLA is, and I think Doc Walker has a little influence on this pick, but, you know, I'm just guessing. But anyway, UCLA to me, was as good as anybody. Now, they had a key injury, but they've had time to overcome that injury. And Mick Cronin does really a great job. He did a great job at Cincinnati before going to UCLA. And so I think Houston-UCLA would be a great game. And, you know, Tennessee-Bama would be tremendous also.
You imagine the atmosphere for Tennessee-Bama in the Final Four?
That would be
crazy. Especially after Tennessee beat them in football this past year. That would be epic. If you got a Final Four with Tennessee and Bama, and then Houston playing in Houston and UCLA.
Sure.
I mean, that is elite fan bases. I mean, that would be a ton of fun.
Any of these 5-12 matchups that you're looking at could be a possible upset, Coach?
I think there's some out there without a doubt. I haven't looked specifically yet, but that is the seeding that seems to get the most attention in terms of upsets. And I just happen to have another bracket just in case my one bracket doesn't work. and I'm looking here. You got St. Mary's and as a five from the West Coast Conference and VCU, which we all know a little better back here. And I think VCU, with their style of play, could really bother St. Mary's. And, you know, you talk about the West Coast Conference and everything, and Gonzaga's been so good. And they've been a little better this year. St. Mary's beat Gonzaga to Gonzaga this year. But I think that could be one of the 5-12 matchups for sure that you'd have to look at. And, you know, Drake-Miami, I think Miami's too good. I think they're really a good team and could go pretty far in the tournament. So I don't see an upset there. And, you know, the other one to look at is Duke Oral Roberts. And boy, hey, JP, what a shame it would be if Duke beat lost to Oral Roberts.
A real shame, Coach.
Yeah.
A real shame.
And Oral Roberts just wins all the time. You know, they're undefeated. Those guys.
They went
guys,
undefeated in their league, right?
Hey, they're 30-4, man.
Hey, if you never lose it, you know, if you don't lose many games, you walk into here thinking, okay, yeah, we're playing Duke. We can beat Duke. You know, we've won 30 games already this year. So that's a dangerous game for Duke. And then the other one is San Diego State Charleston, which is really interesting. San Diego State, I saw them play early in the year, and they're grown men. You know, they really come after you, and they're very physical. And then Charleston is probably one of the biggest three-point shooting teams in the country. They really fire, and they were undefeated for a long time. So I wouldn't be surprised if Charleston could beat San Diego State.
Couple specific ones. What about UVA and Furman? I mean, UVA likes to keep games in the 40s, and Furman just likes to bomb threes.
That's another one. They're at Charleston. You know, they play the same way. And, you know, UVA, Tony Bennett is a great coach. I mean, there's no disputing his ability as a basketball coach. But they play ugly a lot of times, and they keep teams in the game that maybe they should be, you know, separating themselves from a little bit instead of a four-point win, maybe win by 12. But, you know, they've been so successful playing that way, you can't criticize that style of play. But, you know, one-game deal where you're not playing in the ACC, where Furman has nothing to lose going into this game, I agree with you. That could be an interesting game and one you have to watch.
Now, we talked plenty about my alma mater and your alma mater, the Terps taking on the Mountaineers tomorrow. What about Brian's alma mater? You think the Raging Cajuns?
He already told you Tennessee going to be in the Final Four.
I went right over there.
I'm like, coaches, we're past my team. Hey, we're bringing some voodoo.
We're
bringing voodoo to the thing. We trying to get him, coach.
You blow up my bracket if Louisiana won. You can't do that. You know, it's like, I'll tell you what, though.
I chose Tennessee on my bracket.
That tells you enough.
Yeah, hey, don't. There goes there.
My school came up here and lost the Old Dominion, man.
You can't do that. You're in their Hall of Fame. You can't do that. You know, you got to pick that school.
No, I don't. I mean, I pick with my brain, not with my heart.
last one, Gary, because this stands out to me. How much did Maryland get hosed if they beat West Virginia? They then have to play Bama in Alabama.
Well, you know, you don't want to. That place is going to be packed with Alabama fans. That's for sure. But you know what? Get a chance to beat a number one seed. I kind of like that, just for myself as a coach and knowing Kevin Willard a little bit. It's a great opportunity, and you know, you'd rather not have to play the number one seed after that game. But we're an eighth seed. You know that's what happens when you're an eighth seed, and we've got to beat West Virginia, and we'll go in there flying against Alabama. And hey, Alabama is probably the least consistent of, say, six or seven teams you could put in the Final Four, because they have games where they don't shoot the ball particularly well, and that's when you have a shot at them. So, you know, let's go play. I mean, it's the NCAA tournament. You don't worry about it. We got to be positive here, JP. Now we can't be negative.
Absolutely, absolutely. Optimism costs the same. One of my favorite things about new Maryland coach Kevin Willard, I've said this to a lot of people on and off the air, he's got a little Gary Williams to him. He's ready to fight back.
See, he coached in New Jersey enough years at Seton Hall to get that, to pick that up, even though he's from Long Island. So, you know, I'm from New Jersey, and, you know, we take pride in being a little gritty And I think, you know, Kevin certainly doesn't back up. You know, he just comes after you. I like in the press conference afterwards, he'll take responsibility if they don't play well. Doesn't put it on the players. He said, hey, it's my job to get them ready to play. And that's exactly it. So I'm very optimistic about tomorrow.
So when the coach tells the people that it's my fault, does that mean practice is going to be hell?
Yeah, then you blame the players the next thing in practice. the players knew that. You know, I'd go in there, you know, and B-Mitch, you've been in a lot of locker rooms. You know that after a tough loss, one of the things the coach has to do is try to use that time right after the game to bring them back a little bit to get them ready for practice the next game. So, you know, people always thought I was nuts after we lose a tough game or anything. That's when I was really said, hey, we really handled the ball well. The ball just didn't go in. You know, we got a couple bad calls, you know, that type of thing. Trying to not let the players lose confidence in their ability. If you go in and say, you guys suck, you know, you played horrible, you know, that type of thing. Players don't want to hear that right after a loss.
Right.
They want to know why they can still be good. And so I think Kevin Willard does a great job of that.
You know, you do a great job of just about everything you do, Gary. Thank you for the time,
Appreciate you, man.
I love getting to chat with you on the radio. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. B-Mitch, it's too windy to play today anyway, so don't feel bad that you're not
right
on
about
the course.
That.
Gary,
right
he
that.
Played 36 yeah. holes on Sunday when it was snowing.
Yeah. Well, how come I'm not surprised?
Thank you for the time, Coach.
Hi, Coach.
Hey, thanks, you guys. Always a pleasure.
All right. That is the Hall of Famer, the national champion, Gary Williams. He likes the Tennessee Volunteers coming out of that East bracket. Something to watch there. Something else to watch. Aaron Rodgers about to go on Pat McAfee. Will our long national nightmare of if A-Rod gets traded finally be solved? Don't go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, we got big news here. In about 10 minutes, we're going to be joined by Dylan Strom from the Washington Capitals. Caps are hosting the Sabres tonight. And Landfill, you sitting down? I got news. I'm going to the Caps game, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, boy. Buckle up. Mm-mm-mm. I'm going to ask Dylan if there's any Sabres player he wants me to heckle and if that'll help the lads get a win.
Yeah, go on the ice and put on some skates and fight him.
Nah, man. You know I'm not a punk about my S.
Not,
I will stand up for myself,
type, saying, okay.
But I am not fighting a hockey player. Learned in college.
What about a football player?
Nope. Not a wrestler either.
Basketball?
One note for all
Charles Oakley.
19-year-old college sophomores. Just because a dude is smaller than you, if he's a wrestler, do not engage with physical contact. Trust me.
Or make sure you stay up.
Man, you're not gonna. Especially if you've had about 17 Bud Lights. just notice this. Cam Curl, about an hour ago, tweeted, not 55. Assuming that's about Cole Holcomb. To which Montez Sweat just quote tweeted, right. So, player's not thrilled, but that's the way this business goes, man. So, as a group, me, Landfill, and B-Mitch are going to enter into a NCAA tournament survivor pool. So, for tomorrow, boys, we need one winner. All we need is one winner. Now, do you guys want to each put up $10 and each get an entry, and we're pooling the money and the resources so we can pick three different teams and have options? Or do we want to go balls to the wall and have one team? Landfill votes one. Landfill, is that because you only want to put up $3 instead of $10?
I mean, I just don't see a need to overcomplicate it.
Okay.
Because we know you're not going to stay focused.
If
anyway.
There's one thing I do is overcomplicate and not stay focused.
Yeah.
So you're right. One team. What do we like tomorrow, boys?
You can only pick this team once?
You can only pick them once. So it's like, could we pick? I mean, let's be real. Could Kansas beat Howard? Yes. But we might want Kansas later, I think, is the theory.
Virginia.
What are they playing?
Gary just told, I'm nervous about that game, man. Virginia doesn't score, and Furman scores a lot. Now, maybe UVA's defense will just suffocate them, but I don't know. I don't know, Jim.
Best case scenario for Virginia, though, is that they lose to Alabama, I think, in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So that seems like a safe pick, and there's not really going to be, you know, a chance that they are around down the line.
Weirdly, I fear UVA could beat Bama. Because Bama's an up-tempo team. So if UVA just plays their snail pace, it might be tricky. Look, Brian, what do you like? We got one vote, UVA.
UVA, he picked Baylor.
Baylor, says B. Mitch. All right. Baylor is playing UCSB. Is that California Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
I could be talked into Baylor. I could do some quick Baylor research. My boy Nate went to Baylor. I could do Baylor.
Which Nate?
Not Barstool Nate. He went to Maryland.
Baylor doesn't play till Friday.
Well, then we're
they
effed.
Do?
Yeah, they play on Friday.
Okay, Baylor's off the board for tomorrow's Survivor pick. Yep, sure says March 17th, right there, B.
I'm not looking at all that.
You're looking at the same thing I'm looking at.
I was just looking at the names. I just was looking based off of Texas A&M up there, whatever, in Corpus Christi, because they won last night, so I figured they'll be playing on Thursday.
Did you say Corpus Christi?
Yes, he did.
Christy.
Corpus Christi treats.
I mean, the Vols.
Maybe we go with the Vol. B? That's a little bit of a direct shot at you.
Go with who?
Tennessee. You picked them. Gary's got Tennessee going to the Final Four.
All right, let's go.
All right.
No, I'm not picking that. No. I'm going home next week. They see that, they're going to kill me. Nope, I'm not doing that.
They ripped Beamish's jersey's retired. They rip it down.
Pull the whole picture off the wall. Nah, we can't do that.
All right, what about – you had me sold on Baylor. So we know our Friday pick's going to be Baylor. Tomorrow.
UCLA.
I think we might want them later.
Later?
Yeah.
All right.
In my personal entry, I'm going with San Diego State.
Over Charleston?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm cool with Tennessee, but B doesn't want to do that.
Y'all think Tennessee, you automatically think San Diego State going to beat Charleston?
Mm-hmm.
Man, Charleston lost only three games, dude.
Hold on. How about this one? Do any of us have Texas going that far?
Yeah.
You do? I was going to say Texas to beat Colgate.
I got them in the Elite. Well, and they get the 16. Yeah.
If you got them going to the Sweet 16, I mean, Texas to beat Colgate seems like a pretty slam dunk. Are you on UVA, Lamphill?
I'm good with that.
How do you feel about UVA, B?
I'm good with that. They better beat Furman.
I think Furman could beat them. But UVA it is. Lock her in. All right, Bish Bucks. That's our official B. Mitch and Finley pick for the Survivor Pool. We're taking the Wahoos tomorrow. Wahoo, wah, indeed. Coming up next, Dylan Strom, Washington Caps, joins the program.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Little VH right here, Landini. Professor Mullins. Damn, I told Greg Height I wouldn't sing today. Height did me a favor. He said, in return, don't sing today.
And you did.
That was one shout.
You sung earlier, too.
I did not sing
yes,
earlier.
Yes, you did.
I was dropping bars earlier.
No, you were screwing up.
I did not sing earlier, Lamphill. I don't think I've sang all day. Height, I'm not singing today. That's in honor of you. Right now.
Height didn't listen.
We're getting to the phones at 1 o'clock. Phone lines open at 1 o'clock. We're talking NFL free agency. Right now, however, we're getting to the BetQL guest line, and we're going to talk to our guy Dylan Strom from the Washington Capitals, driven by Lindsay Volvo Cars of Alexandria, where their goal is your complete satisfaction. Be like Dylan. Score your next Volvo with the assist from Lindsay in the crease of Alexandria and LindsayVolvoCars.com. Dylan, what's up, dude? Thanks for making some time with us, man.
No problem. Thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, no problem, man.
I want to start with something very important, okay? I am coming to the Caps game tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Is there anything I can do to harass the Sabres to help you guys get a dub?
Maybe you can chant the goalie's name. Get the whole crowd chanting the goalie's name. I know goalies hate when that happens in the opposing rink. So, you know, like a college crowd. I think that's the best thing that you can do. And then cheer loud when we score, of course.
Why do you think they hate that?
Hell yeah. Done deal.
Perfect.
Why do they not like their name being called, even in the opposing rink?
I think it's because of the way it's being called, you know, if they do it like a little slower and it's kind of like taunting him. Like, I think, I don't know who's playing tonight for them in goalie, but if it's Anderson, you know, it's like Anderson, like he kind of in his own head, I think.
All right, Dylan, the hell out of him. We got a problem, dude. I got you if it's Anderson. One of their goalies is named Craig Anderson, but the other dude is named Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. That's a tough one to chant.
Yeah, that is a tough one. Maybe we'll just say UPL.
Yeah, UPL. UPL. I got it. I'm ready. One way or another, I am ready. Dude, we appreciate you coming on, especially you're on a hot streak right now. Five straight games scoring a point. What's going right for you right now?
Well, I think I've been playing with some really good players. I've been playing with TJ Oshie and Sonny Milano these last couple weeks here, and we've had some success as a line, and I think we're really learning how to play with each other. And, you know, sometimes when you're on a little bit of a point streak, some of it's a bit of a luck, and then you kind of start to get the confidence going. And I also have my dad in town for the last three games, and we were at a father's trip. So I know he's going to take credit for that, for three of the five-game point streak, that's for sure.
How was that, though, having your dad in town and having an enjoyment with him?
That was awesome. This is my first dad trip that I've been on, you know, in the NHL. And you know, it was nice to have him there. I think everyone had – you know, some sort of mentor in their life. And, you know, everyone's dad means a lot to them. So when they're on the road, you know, they don't get to experience what we get to experience all the time. So it's nice to have them along and kind of see how we, you know, go on a day-to-day life, especially on the road. And it's always fun to have them. They brought the good energy and got us a win on the road trip. So it was nice to have.
That's got to just be fun, right? I mean, I know the Caps do it every year, and it seems to me like hard to replicate in any other capacity where you have your pop with you, kind of seeing the grind and I mean the ups and the downs.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think, you know, it's just, you know, we play a lot of games in the season, and you know, most of it's like kind of sort of like Groundhog Day, where you know, kind of doing the same thing over and over again. So anytime you get to do something, especially like this, where you have, you know, someone that means a lot to you coming to town, and you know, get to see how you live for a little bit, and then also get to go on the team plane and get to go out to some nice dinners and, you know, have a few beers and have some glasses of wine. So I think, you know, the dad definitely enjoy that part of it.
Who you think has the most fun, players or the dads?
I think it's a good combination of both. I definitely think the players really enjoy it, but I think it would be hard to say the dads don't have more fun than the players.
Because you all eventually have to go to sleep.
Yeah, you guys have to wake up.
Y'all have a game.
Out.
They don't have a game.
like the team actually set up a few things for the dads to do when the day we had a game, so we can get our pregame nap in. I think the dads went to a few bars, so they had a few drinks before the game, and the team treated them really well. So it was nice of them to do that.
So I've always equated hockey players, kind of the hockey crowd, as beer drinkers. But the Barstool hockey guys, Ryan Whitney and Biz, they always talk about drinking the vodka, like pink lemonade or whatever.
Yeah. Your favorite drink?
I'm a vodka grapefruit guy, Brian.
But pink grapefruit.
Pink grapefruit specifically. Thank you. What is the one seed of hockey player drinks?
I think it has to be beer. I think it's a tie. Well, maybe I'll say beer's 1A and then red wine's 1B. I think those are the two that definitely stand out. I think it's just, you know, after a game on, you know, wherever, maybe on the plane or whatever. And, you know, I think that's just the easy one to go to for sure.
Yeah, I played golf with TJ up in Truckee, California. The beers go down that kind of quickly.
Yeah.
Quick. It's that altitude.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
No, as I was going to say, yeah, they do go down, especially when you're playing golf, and especially if, I'm not sure when that was, but if it was in the off season, they go down a lot smoother then.
You
too.
Got it.
Well, didn't you say Oshie bombs it like 3:30?
Oh, he hits it, man. He kills the ball.
Are you a golfer, Dylan?
I am a golfer. Yeah. Well, I try to be. I guess my two brothers and myself and my dad, we all get out a bunch of times in the summer, so it's something for us to do, and you know, it's nice to get out there and be outside for, you know, 4 or 5 hours and. They'll just be out doing something with your family.
What's your game like? I got you as like a 8 handicap.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I would say maybe a touch higher. You know, it's weird. Like my scores
are. Yeah, trying
to get another stroke as we speak.
I'm very inconsistent. So some days I could be an 8, but I would say on average I'm around a 10. Around a 10.
Okay. We could all play. We could make something happen. Brian would be giving us all strokes, and then he'd complain about it. But that's
good. I'll take 5 aside.
What?
Yeah. No.
If he's getting 5 aside, I'm getting 8 aside. No. And we'll set an over-under of beers consumed between the three of us, probably around 28 and a half.
Over.
Dylan, I did want to ask you, man. In February, you were able to sign a long-term deal with the team. What kind of security does that give you, knowing you're going to be in Washington for the long haul now?
Yeah, it's definitely a sense of, you know, I want to say relief and security, I think, is the best word to describe it. I've never, you know, had that, obviously, in my life with that much security. And I think it was also like the team kind of putting that much faith and trust in you to that, you know, believe that you're going to grow as a player and to help the team eventually hopefully win a Stanley Cup, another Stanley Cup. So, you know, it's definitely nice, you know, for a team to really believe in you and, you know, have that 5-year commitment. And at the time, there were still half the games left. So, you know, 5.5 years is a long time to commit to someone. But, no, I'm very happy that, you know, we were able to reach a deal. And, you know, my family lives in Washington and my parents have been out a few times and lots of stuff to do. So we really enjoy it. And I'm really, really excited for the next 5 years.
How is it playing with Ovi? You know, you being a younger guy and watching all the things that he's amassing at a rapid pace.
Yeah, it's impressive. I think, there's no really other way to describe it. You don't really realize how many goals he really has until you're here. And, you know, everyone was kind of talking about, you know, when he's going to get to 800, and then 801 was obviously the big one that he passed. And, you know, I think it's just, he just goes about his business day after day, and he just loves to score goals. I think you guys see it on the ice when the way he celebrates, and you know how happy he is when other guys score goals. And, you know, it's fun to watch. It's fun to be a part of. I think not many guys like scoring or being part of goals more than he does. And I think it brings that energy to our team. And obviously you guys see our record isn't very great when he hasn't been playing this year. I think we're 0-6. So, you know, we need him in our lineup, and he's obviously a huge player for this team and the city. And he's been a staple here for a long time. And it's an honor to get to play with him.
Dude, as a guy that grew up here, and Brian's been here, you know, 60 years or whatever, Alex Ovechkin truly changed hockey in this city. When I was a kid, kids didn't really play hockey. There were some people that did, but it wasn't really a thing. Now it seems like every young young boys, but also girls, all of them are playing hockey. And a lot of that is attributable just to the NHL's growth as a whole. But I think in this city, it's a lot to do with Ovi. I wonder if you've noticed that just in going to events and such.
For sure. Yeah, he's, you know, there's, I don't know if there's any, well, there is no bigger sports star in this city than him, for sure. You know, I think just how long he's been doing it. And you know, I think not even only in D.C., like you go to other rinks and you see, you know, a lot of kids like probably that are from that area have Ovi jerseys. And, you know, being from Canada, there's definitely a lot of Ovi jerseys there too. So, you know, I think the way he plays the game and the passion that he brings to the game and the way, you know, he enjoys scoring goals, I think it, you know, excites people and excites kids. So, you know, everyone likes to watch that.
Well, I know this. If they got Canadian boys wearing a Russian jersey, he's doing something, man.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Canadians are a fan of hockey in general, especially a guy that's going to be in the Hall of Fame, no question. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so it's an honor to play on his team and on his line.
That's so cool. Dylan, it was great talking with you, man. Hopefully we get to keep doing it. And whoever the Sabres roll out there tonight, I'll heckle that dude, I promise.
Sounds good. We got 5.5 more years of this. I'm ready whenever you guys are.
All right, dude, bro. Tell cool. PR. Weekly. Dylan, he's our guy. Let him know.
Okay, sounds good, guys. Right, nice to talk.
Take care, man.
Thank you very much. That's Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals. Dylan is driven by Lindsay Volvo Cars of Alexandria, where their goal is your complete satisfaction. Be like Dylan. Score your next Volvo with the assist from Lindsay in the crease of Alexandria and LindsayVolvoCars.com. Phone lines open next, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.